Picture to yourself a night nursery on Christmas Eve. It belongs to the heroine of our story, Pam, who is regretfully getting ready for bed.
There goes 7 o'clock, Pam. Come on, pop into bed and let me tuck you in.
It is just a little bit early, Mommy, don't you think? Remember, it's Christmas Eve.
That's just why you must go to sleep now. You'll wake up tomorrow soon enough to see what's in that pillowcase you hung up at the bottom of the bed besides old Jack-in-the-Box.
Poor old Mr. Jack-in-the-Box. He does look queer. Daddy gave him to me ages ago. He's the biggest one I've ever seen.
He's a bit out of date these days. He belonged to Daddy himself once, when he was little like you.
I do wish Daddy would come back. I will miss him tomorrow.
Both of us will, my dear, very much. But he's many miles away. Now lie down, go to sleep, like a good girl.
Oh, listen, Mommy, the carol singers. What are they singing about? Good King Wenceslas. Who is he?
I'm going to put the light out, Pam.
Tell me about King Wenceslas, Mommy darling, before you go, please.
Very well. He was an old king of Bohemia, a good king, who loved to help his poor subjects.
I'd like to see him, Mommy. Can I? Can I?
Of course not, silly. Listen to the waits, and then you'll go to sleep. Good night, Pam, darling. Sleep tight.
Good night, Mommy, darling. Good King Wenceslas. I wonder where he is. Now, if Jack in the Box could tell me.
Mrs. Pam? Mrs. Pam? Please shut me up. I can't go to sleep with my head stuck out of my box like this. I'm cold.
Gracious goodness, Mr. Jack in the Box. I didn't know you could talk.
Talk? Talk? I can do more than that. I have a beautiful tenor voice. Listen. Clever folk make up their minds. Toy town dolls are dumb. You'll find out to your surprise I can use my tongue. Toys can see and hear, it's true, but only speak when they're spoken to. That is not a bit like you. We only speak when we're spoken to. See?
You sing very nicely, Mr. Jack in the Box.
Now, just you shut down the lid and put the catch on, then I'll be comfortable.
This is just fine. I won't put you to bed. I want to talk to you. Do you know Good King Wenceslas?
What an inquisitive girl you are. Of course I do. He belongs to Fairyland now. All of us toys know him.
Do you think I could see him? Where does he live?
His castle lies in the land of memory, far away up in the clouds. Set and turning past the moon and on till morning.
How could I get there?
Well, if you really want to get there, Mrs. Pam, open the window wide and let a moonbeam come in. Sit on the lid of my box after you have shut me in, then release the catch. I'll spring out, and away you'll go. Up and up and through the stars on a moonbeam.
How exciting! How lovely!
You will shoot past the moon in your pajamas.
I'll do it, I'll do it. I'm for some fun. I'm getting up. There, I've opened the window.
Oh, put down my lid. Put down my lid!
There you are.
I don't know.
Pleasant dreams, Mr. Jack in the Box. And now I'm sitting on your lid. I'm releasing the catch. Goodness me! I'm flying through the air.
Ah, and here I am again, with my head out of my box for the night. No one here to shut me up. Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, dear. I wish I had some sense. Oh, dear. Now I'm in for a beautiful cold for Christmas. Oops.
We now precede our little Pam to the castle of King Wenceslas. The jovial old monarch is seated on his throne. Listen to his song.
Within these castle walls, I rule Bohemia fair. For me life never pauses. My subjects do declare their interests are mine. Their friendship do I claim. So Wenceslas goes down the years, a good and honored name. So Wenceslas Wenceslas, go now, be as good and on again.
Sire, a stranger is at the gates.
A stranger? What stranger?
A little girl child, sire, in her pajamas. She says she's travelled from Mother Earth on a moonbeam to see you.
A little Earth child? Bring her to me at once, Paige.
Sire, I obey with haste.
I am always glad to see little mortal children. So few ever remember me these days.
Miss Pamela.
Welcome, thrice welcome to the castle of King Wenceslas, child. How nice of you to come all this long way to see me.
I just wanted to see what you were like, sir. I came up through the clouds, past all stars. It was so lovely. My jack-in-the-box told me how to find you. What a wonderful place this is. So many toys and, oh, what a lot of food on the table.
Today is the feast of St. Stephen. You must stay and join in the fun. Paige.
Sire?
Lay a place at the table for the little mortal child. Put her at my right hand.
Thank you so much, dear King Wenceslas. I am so glad I came. Oh, look how near to the moon you live. It seems very large.
Come, child. Look through the window.
How wonderful it all is. I remember this in the carol. What is that in the distance?
That? A peasant gathering sticks for his fire. Paige, hither, Paige, come stand by me. Now tell me, yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, down beside the mountain. He has a little granddaughter who is sick.
Sick? Why did I not know of this before? Paige, quick, bring me food and bring me wine. Bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see them dine when we bear them thither. Now, make the sleigh ready. Get some toys for the little granddaughter, and we'll soon make her well. Here is a glorious opportunity to perform a good deed.
Sir, could I come too? I'd love to ride in a sleigh.
Of course, child. Come and right welcome.
Sire, all is ready.
Now wrap my big fur coat round Pam. She's coming too. Let us away.